ladies and gentlemen, y'all give it up for the one and only Vanessa Williams.
Yes.
Her
mother, Helen Williams, in the studio. Ricky Smiley Morning Show. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
So glad to have both of you all here. There's a new book, You Have No Idea, Vanessa Williams, and it's co-written by her mother, mm-hmm. Helen Williams. When I say both of y'all are just gorgeous, I am just...
Oh, please.
I'm sure you've heard that all your life. Okay, let me tell you my story, okay? I want to go ahead and get this over with.
Okay.
Ricky, you already know because you've been to a couple of them. Me and Ricky have been friends for several years, mm-hmm. almost 20 years, and you know I used to do the pageant thing.
Okay.
And so, is Ricky there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, okay.
Don't start just crying now.
I'm not going to cry because you know
there's,
that I will.
There's a tear welling up.
And the only reason that I am... Well, you never know that you're going to be starstruck until you meet someone. And doing what we do, by no stretch of the imagination do we feel like celebrities, but people appreciate us coming on the radio.
You're
and
mm-hmm.
I used to do pageants all of the time.
Mm.
And from the time I was a little girl till middle school.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not until I saw you win Miss America.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right.
That me as a little black girl
mm-hmm.
could picture myself winning.
Wow.
And so I thank you for that. Because there are, if you think about it, there were no other black queens that won on a national level until you did that.
That was 1983.
And it was because you put that picture in our minds that we could.
Well, I appreciate it.
So thank you for being an innovator in that realm to give me the confidence to even get up and do what I do every day based on me seeing you in that dress. Now that dress was something else because I had that little white puffy on the shoulder. We ain't going to wear that no more today.
Yeah, but,
that was 83, so we're going to cut you some slack on that.
I described that, how I got hoodwinked into that one.
How do you describe that dress?
Well, that was, you know, I talk in the book about how I was not a little pageant girl, so
mm-hmm.
that was my first time and I won the whole thing, so I have no idea what I was getting into. That's the name of the title.
You have no idea.
You have no idea. But so I was a junior, about to start my junior year at Syracuse University, majoring in musical theater, and they scout the local talent up on the college.
Right.
So I was singing and performing that whole year, and they asked me to do the local pageant in Syracuse. So the woman who was the pageant director also did all my clothes. So
she fixed you up.
Well, she fixed me up. By force, by hook and by crook. So
but
I
it
no
worked
choice,
that day.
But that was my lavender halter with my puff on the side.
I said, go
and
on with that puff.
It's a mystery where that dress is. We'd like to be able to really locate that dress.
It's in a museum or something.
It's in Syracuse. No, it's in Syracuse. It's part of their...
the fashion design?
It's part of their...
I still want to see it. Believe it.
So we're talking
about
Vanessa Williams and her mother, Helen Williams.
Now Helen Williams, did you model or do anything yourself too? Because Apple has not fell far from the tree at all.
I'm a public school music teacher, 37 years.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm retired.
One thing I love about the fact that you've written this book is that you've been so open about so many things, including, and I love what your mom said, because your mom said, look, I didn't care about being Vanessa's friend.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to be a mother.
Mm-hmm.
Whether she hated me or not,
exactly.
I'm going to discipline her, and I'm going to love her
a
mom should
love. That's right, ma'am.
Now, when you won Miss America...
Mm-hmm.
With the whole thing as far as you posing mm-hmm. and was it Penthouse, I think, or whatever magazine it was.
No, the photos were sold illegally to
them.
Yeah.
Did you in the back of your mind feel like, oh my God, I've taken these pictures, I hope this doesn't ever happen? Because they were dirty with it. It was only like, you only had like 30 days left, right?
Oh, no, I had served my 10 months.
Yeah.
I had a 2-week vacation coming up, and I had one more month of appearances to go. So I had done my job as Miss America. And again, in the book, which goes into much more detail, because
mm-hmm.
it really is... a look back on my life, a dialogue between the decisions that I made as a young woman, and my mother warning me many times, and the path that one chooses and the choices and the consequences.
Right. And look how you've overcome.
You know,
I'm talking about.
But I'm almost 50 years old. That's why I chose now to look back on not only what I achieved at a young age, at 20 years old when I became famous, but now I'm 49 years old. I've had six fantastic.
I want that 49 today. Can I have that? But this was before TMZ and all that stuff was sensationalized. So this was like a scandal that, like, wow.
Oh, it was worldwide.
But it's like you took everything, you took all of that stuff, and you took it to a whole nother level to nobody even think about that or talk about it anymore, because you just took it to the whole next
But it's also about skills, though. Right. One of the reasons why I wrote the book, again, is so many people say, oh, how did you get involved? It had to be the pageant. Is that how you, oh, the scandal made you famous? I said, no, the reason I have longevity is because I have skill. I know how to read music.
You better say it.
I've acted for years. I danced my whole life. My parents gave me a wonderful foundation, so I was skilled. So I can go in front of an audience and know what I'm talking about.
Because you've done Broadway, big screen, Desperate Housewives.
Right.
And we're going to talk about that coming back. Yeah, if y'all want to talk to Vanessa Williams, you actually can call us and her beautiful mama.
Oh, I would love to work with you one day. Oh, my God.
1-866-9-R-I-C-K-E-Y.
Would she be perfect for me, Ebony? Would she be perfect for me, Ebony?
If her debit card goes through, because yours is questionable. But y'all can work it out. Vanessa Williams and her mother, Helen. Now, Miss, what should we call you? Mama Helen? Helen? Miss Williams?
You can call me Miss Gaga. You can call me Miss Helen.
Miss Gaga. I like that.
My Gaga.
For grandma. Gaga. Okay.
You know that we got to put a handle on it.
The original Gaga.
So, Miss Gaga, tell me this, because Vanessa has gone through a lot of things publicly, both good and I won't even say bad, but just challenging by most people's standards.
Right.
What time can you remember in her life where you really said, oh, my gosh, my daughter might really be shaking right now. I really need to give her some words of encouragement and wisdom. Can you remember that time?
I think, well, there are two.
Okay.
The one that's probably is the most obvious to people that read the book is when she was traveling as Miss America, and we had gotten a lot of death threats, and at our home, I had the FBI involved. It was a scary, scary time for us as a family, and we wanted her to enjoy her year, so it was a time when we felt we had to really protect her from what was going on from the outside that she was not aware of.
Sure.
So that was a scary time, and that's when I really felt like it was very important to be a very protective mom.
And keep her safe.
Yes,
and that's being the first
safe.
Black, you know.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Gotta pave the way, but sometimes, you know.
It was a scary time for us.
What about the second time?
I think the second time was when she told us about the photos that were going to be released. And it was a time when we thought, okay, this is when we really need to put our arms around her and give her the strength and confidence to know that we as a family were there for her and we're going to do whatever we needed to do to support her.
And what was so monumental about that year is the first runner-up was Suzette Charles, right?
Yes. We had five women.
That were, she was black.
That year we had Deneen Graham from North Carolina, who had a cross burned on her front lawn when she won Miss North Carolina.
Are you kidding me?
First black Miss North Carolina, and she's a beautiful dancer, went to North Carolina School of the Arts. Amy Keys, who is from Maryland, another black singer who is phenomenal, and then Suzette and myself and another Latina lady. So we had five women of color, which was, the odds were definitely in our favor that year.
Right.
Yeah, but it was extraordinary.
Well, you have definitely shown yourself on Desperate Housewives, and I heard that something monumental is coming up this Sunday.
Well, we finish. Yeah, it was the finale after 8 years is our finale, so we have a 2-year finale. And it's been wonderful to jump on that show and be part of Wisteria Lane. Yeah, it was a long time coming.
Yeah, because black people don't last on that show that long. you rocked it out. Because,
who's
like,
that? Alfred Woodard?
Her son went off and did something crazy.
Yeah, it was a crazy storyline, but like, do we really need to be down in the basement in shackles? I mean, come on now. So I was happy to bring Renee up from New York and give her some smile and some panache.
Well, we're definitely going to kick it out for the book because this is such a great time for people to get this book because it's Mother's Day. As a matter of fact, give it to my mom for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
The book that you and your mother have written, You Have No Idea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we usually don't hear about you in a lot of drama, and I'm sure that this is because, you know, people magnify things 20 times. There was something about you and one of the moms from the TV show. Was it Toddlers and Tiaras?
Oh, no. It was Anderson Cooper. I had done his show, and he asked whether I had done any kid pageants or whatever, and I said no, I hadn't, and I wouldn't have my kids do it because they don't have to.
Right.
I don't have that experience, B, and I'm not judging. I just wouldn't have my kids do it.
Right.
I don't have to.
And one of the pageant moms said, judged you about your past or something.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
You know, God
just,
bless her.
Just always do it with class.
Now, Ms. Williams, now, being you are who you are, right?
Right.
What is like the most outlandish thing a guy has did to try to get your attention? And is it mostly younger guys or
bring
older
it.
Guys?
No, there hasn't been anything extraordinary. So.
Ricky, you got a chance.
Oh, Rick, no.
Do you think you'll marry again?
I'm would love to. I would love to. I mean, I was married, I think, combined 15 years. My first marriage was 10 years. The second was 5 years. But, you know, I got four kids. I'm a homebody. I like to cook. I like, you know, hanging out.
So. That sounds perfect for me. I like to cook. Oh, I like to do yard work, you know, on the weekends and stuff. And I cook too. I don't cook exactly.
Well, her mama has to meet you first.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, ma'am. Mama Williams,
yes.
I play the piano for my Sunday school at my church. I'm on the deacon and trustee board.
Uh-huh.
And I love the Lord. I love him.
Well, listen, my roots are in the Baptist church, so I know all about you guys. You still got to bring it to me first.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
Vanessa Williams and her beautiful mom, Gaga Williams, they're going to be moving around the country quite a bit. As a matter of fact, today they're in Atlanta at Marcus JCC Book Festival of the MJCCA. So you can catch her there. And also Thursday, you're going to be in St. Louis at the Winning Women Luncheon at the Regency Conference Center, Tuscany Ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yeah, and you can tweet us at VW Official. That's me. And my mom is Gaga Williams.
Gaga Williams. Mm-hmm. And the book, You Have No Idea, A Famous Daughter, Her No-Nonsense Mother, and How They Survived Pageants, Hollywood, Love, Loss, and Each Other. I love it. Absolutely.
Thanks. Well, thank you.
One time, y'all, thank you so much for joining us. One time, it's Vanessa Williams,
thank
y'all.
You.
And Mama Gaga Williams.